Yeah, you stuttered a little.
Next case, please.
Our next case number is case number 12,253, Redenwood 2 LLC seeks a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure as an office, sections 115.23 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Black Willow Drive in the Redenwood 2 subdivision, accessed through Redenwood 1 subdivision off Neptune Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 7, Parcel 12.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a special use exception for a three-year period for a temporary sales trailer to serve prospective home buyers within the approved subdivision. Staff would note we've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Ring Larner, Davis Point and Fridell, 1 Park Avenue, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission, and happy new year to all of you.
And to you.
I'm here tonight on behalf of the applicant, Redenwood 2 LLC. Redenwood Phase 2 is an extension of existing community, Redenwood, located in Milton, Delaware, off Neptune Road, consisting of 41 single-family home sites. Some improvements are complete, with the expectation that construction on the customers' homes will commence in March of this year. The applicant has released a community for sale to the public. However, a community of this size does not warrant the investment and time required to construct the traditional sales model that you expect to find in larger communities. Therefore, we are seeking a three-year special use exception to place a temporary sales center across the street from home site 77 to support our sales efforts. We feel this exception will not substantially affect adversely the use of adjacent and neighboring properties for the following reasons. One, first and foremost, the sales center has a clean and beachy appearance. As you can see, there's some renderings on the back of the exhibits I just handed out that we feel complements the homes in Redenwood. This is the same temporary sales center approved by the board for use at two other shell communities, Tidewater Landing and Solitude. Second, the sales center will be positioned across from home site 77 such that the front will face Black Willow Drive. This will result in a very attractive appearance as neighboring residents drive and walk by the community. Third, a landscaping package will contain a variety of flowers, shrubs, and trees to create an inviting and natural space. Four, we have arranged for wastewater to be collected under the sales center in a holding tank that will be pumped on an as-needed basis by Clean Delaware, and water will be provided by either a well or a holding tank. Fifth, the sales center will have exterior motion-sensitive lights that will illuminate the parking lot.
Traffic is light as usual.
Sorry.
It's okay. To provide for a safe and secure site. And lastly, the sales center will be staffed by appointment only, so traffic to and from the sales center will be limited. It is for these reasons we feel this exception will not substantially adversely affect the use of adjacent and neighboring properties. We thank you for your time this evening and can answer any questions that you may have.
So you're going to put a well in, not transport water there to use?
They have the option open right now to put a well in. The place where this, the sales center is going to go is actually the open space for the community. So there could be an option if they do the well there, then it gives them the small little potable water supply for the open space. But they're still deciding that on their own right now.
I don't have anything.
Is there any other questions for members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
How old is the unit, the mobile?
I think it's new. I did not ask that question before I came here this evening.
And I presume that's a recent picture that you submitted?
That's correct.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve 12,253 special use exception for the placement of temporary sales trailer for residential community for 3 years.
Second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Mears.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Mr.
Mr. Workman?
Yes.
Mr. Callaway?
For reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too, for the reasons that's been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you very much, have a good evening.
You too.
We're going to have to move him from that chair.
Having too much fun. Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,254. Gary Needham seeks variance from the side, side yard setback and rear yard setback for a proposed structure, section 115.25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Gainsborough Drive and Sheffield Court in the Rolling Meadows subdivision. The 911 address is 28 Gainsborough Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1, agricultural residential. The tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 927.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting an 8.5-foot variance from the required 15-foot for a side yard. Staff would note that we received one letter of support, three letters of opposition, and one mail return. The letter of support is from the occupiers of number 3 Hartford Way, stating that they are unable to attend but have no objections to the granting of the variance. The letters in opposition are from the occupiers of number 1 Sheffield Court, number 4 Sheffield Court, and the president of the Rolling Meadows Homeowners Association. The objections raised include concerns in relation to whether there is any true hardship demonstrated by the applicant, that granting this variant could set a precedent for other property owners to follow, that there is potential conflict with the covenants that are binding on all homeowners in the HOA, and a question of whether the side yard is actually the rear yard of the property due to the orientation of the dwelling within its lot. The HOA have specifically requested in their letter that additional time be granted for third parties to comment to enable the HOA to more formally object with the benefit of legal counsel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Randy Burton, 801 Savannah Road, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I guess one other thing, we've advertised this for rear and side yard, but it's just for the one structure that's proposed, and
correct.
I think there was a reason for that, correct?
Sure. Go ahead.
So we did some research. The application property is actually, mailbox says 1 Sheffield Court, but county mapping and addressing says that it's addressed to number 28 Gainsborough Drive. So there is a question of whether it's the side yard or the rear yard. Now, mapping and addressing have commented to say that if the 911 address is incorrect and the property is addressed from 1 Sheffield Court, then that could easily be remedied through just a quick correction on the system. So we have a property that appears to have its driveway and its entrance onto 1 Sheffield Court, but the 911 address conflicts with that. So as such, we've notified it with both side and rear to cover both eventualities.
But it is, for purposes of the public here, it is this part that is facing lot 100.
Correct. So,
thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Mills. Good evening, members of the Board of Adjustments and other folks here. My name is Randy Burton. I am the owner of Burton Builder and Randall Douglas. I've been building houses and stood before the people on this committee many times over the course of the last 30 years. This is an application that I represent as the builder to Mr. Needham for this property at, and we have provided mail on a couple of times, both in my initial application coming here and then in some subsequent documents that were provided that demonstrate that Mr. Needham receives his mail at 1 Sheffield Court. So I understand, and I think that the folks at Planning and Zoning, the reason that it states side and rear was because of a matter of a need for clarity. You know, are we asking for relief from the side yard or from the rear yard? We believe that we're asking for 8 foot, 5 inch relief from the side yard setback of 15 feet. That is the way that we drew up the application, and the application is built and based upon, there were drawings that we provided, which we can look at in a minute, but Mr. Needham came to me because A little over a year ago, his wife had passed away, and this had been just a beach home that they had, that they had purchased many years ago. And the uniqueness of the property is that when they bought it, it was a beach house, and it perfectly worked for them, and it wasn't a place that they were retiring to. He has since decided to move to Sussex County on a full-time basis, and he has some health needs where he needs to put some gym equipment inside of his home and also continue to have living space. So when you look at the way that this house was built by the previous owner, there's not any way that we can add on to the house that makes any sense for the structure itself to then continue to flow and work in an organized manner as the existing house is. So in the application, what it references is, you know, this is a corner lot, so you automatically have reduction in your setbacks as a result of having two frontages at that point that you're dealing with. And then the house was existing in that location. What I mean by that is, if you look, I don't know, do you have the photographs that show we provided the floor plans and elevations in a scanned format? Okay. Yeah. So if you look at where we are adding on to the back of the house, what we're doing is we're adding a room to the back of the house and a deck to the back of the house that will remain with a 6'6" side yard setback at that point. What that area is going to be used for is for additional living space off of there, because the existing living room, which is adjacent to the kitchen and the master bedroom on the rear of the house, which rear or side yard, I mean, in the architectural sense, it's the rear of the house, but from the perspective of what the orientation is of the yard, it's the side yard.
If you would say the west side of the house.
Okay, the west side of the house. The living room, dining room, kitchen are oriented along that western side of the house. So as we look to add an addition off of the house, the only other place that we could add would be off of the front of the house, or off of the master bedroom, which is, you know, not a continuation of living space of the house. So that's where, when I looked at this and said there's no other way that we can develop this or improve upon this property for Mr. Needham. And these conditions are not created by the client. The need is created by the client for his physical well-being, for his ability to be able to enjoy the use of his house. And we don't believe that these additions are in any way impeding the use of anybody else's property. You can see from the elevations that we created, and if you can kind of envision that where this, if I could just, if you look, this addition is coming off of this portion of the house. There's already an existing deck that's there, that's 10 feet off of the back of the property. It encroaches already only a quarter of an inch, not the 8.5 feet that we're asking for, but the rest of the property, although it looks like it's an area where you could develop, there's no connectivity to the house for additional living space at that point. There's a hedgerow that runs along that property that, from a visual perspective, you're not going, no one is going to be affected by that continued line across the back of the house, if you will. And so when we looked at the space requirements, we believed that the drawing as we have proposed and as we're seeking a variance for is the minimum that's required in order to make the extensions to the house. So I believe that we have met, and I offer to the board that in this application we have met the requirements that many times I've come before this board and sought on behalf of other clients and I'm not sure. I understand, and it was late. Mr. Needham was in California visiting one of his children over the holidays. When he returned back, it was when he became aware that there was some opposition, and we're certainly willing to hear what that is. And I know there won't be an opportunity to respond, but we would look to the board to ask us any questions. And also, Mr. Whitehouse mentioned that there's an opposition letter from One Sheffield Court. That is the property that we are at. So I'm not sure how you have a letter of opposition from the property that's the applicant.
So to clarify, Chairman, we received a letter from number 4 Sheffield Court. We received a letter from... The letter of no objection is from number 3 Hartford Way. The second letter is from the Rolling Meadows Homeowners Association, which is addressed at 2 Dartmouth Drive. And the last letter was from number 3 Sheffield Court. If okay. I said one, I apologize.
I'm sorry. Thought I heard one. Maybe I didn't, but I thought I heard one. So, because, and somebody else kind of looked quizzically on the panel, like, why would one oppose?
I did read the 911 address of the property, but it is Gainsborough Drive, so.
Okay. I apologize. Are there any questions that any members of the board have for me? Oh, and I want to apologize for not showing up properly attired. Mr. Willard properly admonished me when he came back and spoke to me, so I just want to make sure that I'm just wearing regular old Sussex County clothes.
There you go. Well, you're in regular old Sussex County, so.
Exactly.
Not a problem. Is there questions for members of the board?
This is a proposed structure, or is it already built?
Oh, no, ma'am. It's a proposed structure, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we...
Hey, you never know.
Well,
yeah, he's one of the few that asked for permission.
Right. There are some times that we ask for forgiveness, not permission, but in most cases we ask for permission.
That's begging for forgiveness.
I don't have any questions.
I don't know if it's a question or a point. Mr. Burton, it seems like the Leland cypresses on the property line will shield this addition from the neighboring property.
That's true, Mr. Mears, and that's what I was saying at one point, that if you look, and if you look at our rendering or the elevation that we did of the rear, you know, it's not something that's going to be obtrusive to the other neighbors.
Yeah, it's an open structure.
Mm-hmm.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Sharp.
When was the home built?
I have that information in the original application. I believe it was 19. Do you have that, the original permit?
No, the original permit was pulled in 2002.
Okay. I thought it was 99, but 2002. And not by my client.
It prior owner built,
yeah.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the is it serviced by well and septic at all?
It's county water and sewer out
okay.
there.
Mm-hmm. I just make sure one of the septic field we were looking at.
I believe it's Tidewater water, but.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here in favor of this application?
I believe the owner could speak for himself. He's in favor of it, but other.
Well, there's a show of one. Is there anyone here in opposition? And would you like to come forward and speak, ma'am?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Marcia Cassoni, 3 Sheffield Court, Lewis Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I would just like to say that I don't agree with everything that this gentleman said. And I am the adjoining property owner. And I'm here to expand on the dissent letter that I have, that you have of mine in your file.
Okay.
Mr. Needham states that the neighbors in the HOA are in agreement, and I would challenge that statement. Our HOA president and chair of the Architectural Review Committee did not receive any paperwork on this until January 3rd. My notification of this hearing was the signage posted by P&Z in Mr. Needham's east yard, quote, front yard, side yard. I received no notification by postal delivery. Mr. Needham did show me some renderings over 4 months ago. At that time, I listened, asked a few questions, but did not share my feelings. Shortly thereafter, I contacted Steve Heil, our HOA president, and he and I made a visual inspection of what I was sharing with him. As chair of the ARC, I knew that he might be involved in further activity on this concept. Over the years of my home ownership in various locations, I've been directly involved in home remodeling and additions. In two instances, I actually acted as my own GC. Since my relocation to Delaware 5 years ago, I have remodeled and expanded my current address, which you see there, which is lot 100 or 3 Sheffield Court. In those endeavors, I did encounter a setback issue that I had to deal with. I wanted to have an overhang on my front landing. That did not happen. I worked within the setback rules. Mr. Needham and I are both senior citizens, and I can appreciate his looking ahead toward handicapped accommodations. I am fortunate that the previous owner of my house followed through with those same thoughts. One of my first floor bathrooms was especially adapted for her mother. Mr. Needham's proposal does not address that specific concern, even though he has put it in his application. I am fortunate that the previous owner,
Two copies of the same thing.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
If Mr. Needham truly wanted to expand and accommodate his senior needs for the future, one of the options would be to look at changing his own idea of what he thinks needs to be done. Yes, he could expand on the south end of his house. It would mean changing his master bedroom, adding on, and this is common that we see in our development. If he had a new master bedroom and an accommodating bathroom, he could also have more open space next to his kitchen to expand for his needs. He shared with me that he doesn't use his living room. This is why he wants to put the weight room in the living room. I had some needs on my house when I went to remodel, and I hired my builder hired a structural engineer, and we went through what were the possibilities. So I too inherited an older Sussex County house, 25 years old, where everything was closed off, and I wanted to open it up a little bit. So I found through this engineering firm that there were things that I could do. I really don't think that he's even explored those ideas. If you do decide to grant his variance, I have serious reservations about this privacy barrier that you see there. In the 5 years that I've been here, I've already lost 4 Leland Cypress. These have been replaced mostly by Mr. Needham as Green Giant Arborvitae. The trees that are remaining of my Leland Cypress have been there for over 20 years. I know that from having been involved in previous construction projects, that when you get near the root structure of trees, things can happen. And these are 30-foot structures, and I would hate to lose some of those privacy trees. If construction were to occur, and if there were damage to the privacy arborvitaes, I would expect that Mr. Needham would replace those trees, and that he would replace them at a medium height of 7 feet, so that I do continue to have some privacy. In addition, I would request that if you go ahead with his variance, that you look again at his proposed sunroom and look at the west side of that sunroom, which would be facing my property. I see no reason why to accommodate me, if necessary, if this goes ahead, we couldn't take the west side of that room and eliminate the lower windows so that he still had light from the upper end, but not from the lower end. This would also guarantee some privacy for me. I feel very badly that he's encroaching so close on my property line. If you know Leland Cypress and Green Giant Arborvitae, they have a span. These trees were originally planted on or very close to the property line. They have a span of 6 to 8 feet across on either end. If he wants to come within 6.5 feet of the property line, these are going to be directly against that room. So, in closing, I hope that you will deny his application. I thank you for your eyes and ears this evening, and I ask if you have anything else I can further clarify.
Are those trees, they go all the way past your house?
They go... Originally, they were a little farther north. You can see the replacement trees here.
Okay.
And they go all the way around my property.
So can he see in your house now?
Yes.
He can.
And he spends a lot of his time in the room off of the kitchen, and it faces directly into my backyard, and you can see where I put my addition, a sunroom there.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
If you're going to reference your sunroom, was that located off of your kitchen and dining room and common areas, or was it located off of bedrooms or another part of the house?
Of the existing Greek organization inside, it's off of a hallway next to the kitchen.
It's not located near the kitchen or living area?
I'm from the Northeast, and I had a mudroom built. So I had a mudroom coming off of the house and then the sunroom. So the mudroom is coming off of the kitchen area.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Mr. Sheriff?
I have no questions, thank you.
I have I don't know whether it's a question or a comment about those trees, that green buffer, but you planted them on the line, the property line?
The Leland Cypress were planted when the house was put up about 25 years ago. So that's, I did not own the house at that point.
But you do know that if you claim that they're your trees, they're encroaching on his 6.5 feet of his property that he can use.
He's allowed to cut them.
Yeah,
he's
can cut them back
to the property line.
Yeah.
Just so
you know.
Touch the building.
You know, I mean, it just because that tree is there and it encroaches over on his property doesn't mean that he can't use it.
Understood.
Okay.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you suggested that they grow, extend out 6-7 feet for the purpose of the when you spoke about the lower windows on the west side, that they would be against the windows anyway, and that's another reason not to have those windows. Is that correct?
Well, he won't have any access from one half of his yard to the other half. I mean, other than walking through, a lawnmower might make it through.
Well, he could cut those branches, yeah.
He could cut those branches off the tree on the side. Okay.
Yeah, he can cut anything that hangs over on his property.
But then we get back to the privacy issue.
He won't cut the trees down, he'll just trim the branches on his side of the property line.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay. And no other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Chair will entertain it. Well, sir, I already asked for opposition, did you?
I'm not opposition.
Okay.
I'm here representing the homeowners association, and I want to clarify some things.
Okay, well, that might be interesting to us.
I'm not here as an opponent or an advocate.
Okay.
Okay.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Steve Heil, I live at 13 Gainsborough Drive, Lewis, and...
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, board.
It's late, we've all been here, I will be very brief. The one thing that I do want to clarify in the... Mr. Needham's application or for a variance, he did state that the HOA of Rolling Meadows, the homeowners association, did approve, and we did not because we do have an architectural committee. In our infinite wisdom, the board, we have a 5-member board. We didn't think we had enough responsibility, so we decided to be also the architectural review committee. It really makes things go a lot faster that way. We do have that architectural committee, and what we require is, and we have an application that we require all residents that are building or in some capacity doing something that involves construction, be sure that they're in compliance with our covenants. Mm-hmm. And the violation, the covenant, is what we've all talked about here, is the setback requirements, which
we do not enforce.
But they mirror, it's what the county requires. We require the same thing. And I'm just here to say, I'm here to, in defense of our covenants, we weren't given an opportunity as an architectural committee and then the board to, I will say Mr. Needham did give me finally the architectural or the application, but that was late Friday afternoon. Two of our board members are gone for the weekend, and we haven't had an opportunity to make a decision one way or another. So I just wanted that to be a matter of record as part of the overall situation here.
I understand. And of course, you know, which comes first, right?
Well, yeah, which comes first. And right. I know you don't...
We don't enforce the restrictions.
No, you don't
covenants,
enforce.
No. And so, you know, should he go to you first? Should he go to us first?
Well, that's true. I don't.
The question I have, the lady suggested that you did not get anything. Well, I guess they wouldn't get notice if only people within 200 feet?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Do you live within 200 feet?
No.
Okay. Does any of the board members live within 200 feet?
One of our board members is how we discovered it because the state, our secretary.
And when did they get notice?
I'm not sure, but she got the letter and then she walks around the neighborhood a lot.
Sure.
And she walked out, and the sign was already up requesting the variance.
Well, and they do.
And that's when she called me, and I said, she said, do we have anything? No.
Sure.
I called the planning board and asked if he had, in fact, submitted a request, and that was the case, so.
Sure.
So that's why I'm here, and thank you for listening to me.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay. Thank you.
And I take it letters were sent out?
We sent 18 letters and received one mail return. The mail return was not for the property number 3 Sheffield, so we've not received a mail return for that property, but it stated that wasn't delivered. But one has been returned, so but yeah. 18 went out.
Okay.
When did they go out?
They're postmarked the 19th.
Yeah, it is.
Of December?
Of December.
Okay.
Okay. All right. No other questions. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion. We approve case 12,254. The uniqueness of the property is the corner lot with the house positioned close to the west side. It cannot otherwise be developed without this variance because of the layout of the floor plan of the house. This problem was not created by the applicant because they bought an existing house long before this need arose. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimal variance request to achieve the applicant's request.
I second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway.
Aye for the previous reasons that have been stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case is approved. Next case, please.
Our final public hearing this evening is case number 12,255.